We begin our show today, though, looking at a different sort of water problem. Last week, we launched a series called Contaminated, where our team explores the communities in the region affected by water that's unsafe to drink. In our first story, we visited a Fresno County community that can't afford to maintain the arsenic treatment plant the federal government helped fund 10 years ago. We continue today with a look at a Madera County community in the mountains, where residents have been exposed to a different hazardous material in water for decades. But as FM89's Ezra David Romero and Carrie Klein report, they could have clean water by the end of the year.
When Steve and Debbie Acree moved to the city of Oakhurst 17 years ago, they were told the water may not be safe to drink. They weren't too worried until...
The first morning we get up, we make a cup of coffee. My husband puts creamer in it, and it actually curdled. We were like, oh my God, we got to go buy water.
Since then, they've stocked up on $50 worth of bottled water every month. The water in Oakhurst has lots of problems, but plumber Rick Markley has given one of the biggest ones a nickname.
We call that vitamin U.
Because everyone takes it.
Well, yes, you don't have any choice, right?
Vitamin U, he means uranium. It's in the tap water here. Oakhurst is one of 300 California communities with drinking water issues revealed earlier this year by the state's new Human Right to Water portal. Uranium is a problem for many water districts in the valley, but it's a particular problem in mountain communities, many of which struggle with other contaminants as well.
Out of all the non-compliant water systems in the state, a handful in the Madera County foothills have tested the highest for uranium. But they've also got a solution right around the corner. But what exactly is uranium, and how did it get here?
Uranium is a metal on the periodic table, and it forms naturally in rocks. Mike Massey is an environmental scientist at CSU East Bay. He says uranium's probably a lot more abundant than you think.
It's common in the crust. You probably have uranium in the soil in your yard. And actually, it's even slightly more common in granite, like you find in California, in the Sierras.
In fact, uranium's about as abundant as another metal that's been in the news a lot, arsenic. They both leach into the groundwater through entirely natural processes.
So when you hear uranium, you may think nuclear bombs, or Homer Simpson fumbling with glowing green rods at the power plant. But the kind of uranium pestering the foothills is nothing that sinister.
Massey says that's because they're different isotopes, which means they have different masses and levels of radioactivity. Almost all the uranium out there is the isotope uranium-238.
Uranium-238 is not what they make bombs out of. Uranium-238 is what they throw away so that they can keep the 235 and make bombs out of that.
Uranium-238 is far less radioactive than its sister isotopes. So in Oakhurst, water officials say it's totally safe to shower and wash your clothes with the water. But drinking it over the long term is associated with cancer and organ failure.
Cleaning up uranium can be challenging and expensive. Kevin Berryhill is an engineer with the environmental consulting group Provo and Pritchard. He says with higher uranium levels, the best option is to spend a few $100 on a filter that fits under the sink.
And that's important. It needs to be an under-sink unit with reverse osmosis, because just a regular Brita, which is an activated carbon filter, will not necessarily take out any of the uranium.
But in Oakhurst, with thousands of residents depending on the water, providers are thinking bigger. They've turned to a water treatment plant that currently takes care of other contaminants.
So this is the site of our current iron manganese removal system.
That's Jim Foster, general manager of the Hillview Water Company, which provides water to most of Oakhurst and the surrounding area. At the moment, uranium in the town's source wells tests at almost three times what the state says is acceptable to drink.
Foster says they mix the contaminated water with clean water, so what reaches homes is far cleaner. Even still, it's out of compliance with state standards. According to Foster, that will all change in the near future when a new treatment plant is erected in this very spot. He slaps one of the tanks to check the water level.
All of this facility will be taken out. It'll be regraded and leveled, and a whole brand new treatment plant will be here.
The new plant will use a more involved filtration system to remove uranium, as well as arsenic, iron, and manganese from the water. Plus, Foster says whatever they take out will be recycled rather than being dumped in a toxic waste landfill.
It doesn't end up stored someplace to where you would have to worry about it leaking out, or someone calling you, you know, in 50 years saying, well, there was a barrel marked with your company on it, and so you have to participate in the cleanup of it.
Foster says this state-funded treatment facility needs to be built within the next 2 years and will cost around $5 million. It'll serve around 4,000 people in Oakhurst. Planning is also underway for 3 other water treatment plants in smaller communities nearby.
Even though water rates will go up slightly to maintain the project, Cassie Chahan with the State Water Resources Control Board says once the treatment facility is running, it'll be a huge benefit for the town.
For the first time in, for most people ever, they will have water that meets all of the drinking water standards, which from a public health perspective is very encouraging.
The system will eventually extend to some private well owners as well as a high school.
Construction should begin in early June, and the uranium treatment portion could be up and running by the end of the year. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.
And I'm Ezra David Romero.